follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
And we are off. Welcome in. Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, along with you, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Loaded show on tap today. Mike Dettillier on the program, WWL in New Orleans, the great city of New Orleans, in 90 minutes. A lot to get into with him. What's next for the Saints with their head coach position? Also, all of these teams that are open right now. And Mike follows the betting stuff as well. And DraftKings is going to get open in that awesome state today, the way it appears. So just we'll run down like some betting stuff with Mike Dettillier as well. Mike Palm, host here at Circa and host on VSiN on the show in studio later on. And we don't generally do this, Pauly, but a former quarterback on the show, Carson Palmer, is going to join us today. Very excited for that.
Oh, can't wait. Fight on. Brother's a genius, too. RunP.com.
I wonder, for one second here with Carson Palmer, grew up in Fresno, later moved to Orange County, played his college ball at USC, Bengals for a long time, obviously, in the playoffs, Cardinals for a long time, a bitter rival of the Rams in that division, played for the Raiders. Like, which California team was he a fan of when he grew up? Did he root for the Raiders when he was younger, being from the Fresno area? Was he a Rams guy? Did he eventually grow to hate the Rams because he played the Cardinals? And did that change? Is he rooting for the Rams this week for the Niners? Did he like the Niners when he was growing up? I'm very confused. We need some clarity today on this on a former quarterback.
Would have made a lot of money, name, image, and likeness, too.
Oh, he would have killed it.
With the USC, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Would have been a Heisman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So the numbers on the two championship games, and now here we are on Thursday. Games are getting closer. Can't wait for them to kick off. I'm looking at the Chiefs number right now, basically 7 across the board. There is a 7.5 out there, and the total hovers around 54.5. And the Rams-Niners game, it's still 3.5 now, pretty much at all spots. But that total now, Pauly, ticking down to 45.5 in this contest. And I know that paying attention to VSiN here over the last couple of days, and we're on, you know, this whole network is on for 21 hours live throughout the entire day. You're going to hear a bunch of hosts and guests give their opinions. I've heard plenty of people now make the case for the under in this game and for it to be lower scoring.
Well, will they chew clock and run the ball? I mean, that Monday night game, two unbelievable drives in that game for the Niners. They started the game with that 18-play, 93-yard drive that took 11 minutes. They also had a 90-yard drive, which took 8 minutes, and they ran 11 plays as well. So, like our guest said, Ray Ratto, earlier in the week, how they've neutralized and dominated Donald here. And what they've done, they actually asked McVay, is Shanahan in your head? He said no.
That's a good question, actually.
He said, yeah, I'm glad they asked it. But to beat him 6 in a row, and McVay lost his mind in both meetings this year. Remember, he tried that fake field goal before halftime Monday night game. And then that was 31-7 with 3 minutes left, and he kicked an, oh, by the way, field goal.
Oh, I mean, that was...
There was a pick six in there from Stafford. It was total domination in the first meeting.
It really was. And I think it was, if you go back to the 2019 season, there was a game that the Niners won like around 20-7 or 20-9 or something like that. And that this was when the Rams, I think they were coming off the Super Bowl loss, and the Niners were not the Super Bowl team at that point yet, and they played Los Angeles, and that was evident on TV that the 49ers completely beat them up, and they bullied them. And that was the first time you're like, uh-oh, that's kind of eye-opening right there, because it was McVay, like year number 3, had so much success, and we always thought of, hey, it's Aaron Donald and company, they're going to go up there and be more physical than the opposing team, and they're going to kill you in the trenches. And when you watch that game, it's like, they did nothing on offense, and it was just a battering by the 49ers giving it to the Rams the entire time, and that really has not changed since.
You know, 2 years ago, we beat him with Nick Mullins.
That's right.
Nick Mullins lit him up, too.
Got him.
So it has. This is crazy.
I know.
And then how things flipped in McVay with this. We got to establish the run when they're up 17-0 and the 17-3 halftime lead. And Debo's had some monster games against the Rams. Good one. And a friend of a friend told us that the 49ers fans are buying up all the tickets from the brokers, too.
Yeah.
So this could be, expect more 49er fans Sunday.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah, that's
that would be great.
This is great.
By the way, you have to sign up for VSiN, you know, for many reasons, one of which is our digital magazine comes out every single Wednesday, sometimes on Thursday. It's called Point Spread Weekly. The numbers in here are just incredible every single week. But how about this? And this has been a thing now going back to the wild card round where it's, again, just basically pick the winner, right? Because the point spread generally does not matter. Well, now in this round on Championship Sunday, the outright winner has covered the spread in all but five of the last 40 conference championship games. That's 87.5%. The most recent team to not do that was New England 4 years ago, laying 7.5 against Jacksonville.
Yep.
They luckily got the win 24-20. VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up today.
It's excellent.
You're going to love this stuff.
Now, I'm going to tie in breaking news to what happened in that game. And Lombardi talked about it with us. In that game, Hackett was the OC of Jacksonville. He was terrible. He kept running on first and second down, and they were predictable. Thus, Belichick could send the house on third down, and the Jacksonville Jaguars with Bortles couldn't do anything in the second half.
That's right.
Allowed the Patriots to win the game. Well, now things have come full circle. According to Adam Schefter, the Broncos are going to hire Hackett as their head coach, which also, come on, Rodgers, make the move. Come on, Denver. Your gal is in Boulder part-time. Let's go. Let's make this happen. But how about that with this guy? And Jacksonville was going to talk to him, too. I think he had an interview or he was going to get another interview. It appears Leftwich will get that job now as well. But it's like this guy wasn't good enough to be a coordinator.
Right, right.
With his horrible play calling. Now he's a head coach.
Well, that's the thing, Paul. I mean, again, 32 teams to fill, and I should never have to use that word, to fill these vacancies. And nine of them were open in this offseason this week alone. Like, they're not, I'm sorry, but we do not have 32 good head coaching candidates in the world that have never, like, this guy's going to be a head coach now. I mean, the fact that Leslie Frazier is getting, you know, teams are interviewing him again. Well, look at the game plan on Sunday for the Bills late against it. You want that guy as your head coach now? When you go to the prevent defense and you're going to give Kelsey a cushion of 15 yards? That's a good game plan, isn't it?
Well, come on. Joe Judge and not Bieniemy. And Bieniemy can't get a shot. Some of these guys, they're hiring.
What's going on with Bieniemy?
No.
We've been saying this now for like 3 or 4 years. Yeah. Can't get a shot anywhere, evidently.
No.
But it's going to be this. See, there's a never-ending cycle for a reason. Like, we're never going to have 32 good quarterbacks. We are never going to have 32 good coaches at the same exact time. It will never happen. But
This has been something, though. Just pick the team that's going to win the game and then cover the spread. I mean, you're talking 87% here in the divisional round, and that's almost as strong as the wild card round, which is 88.5% and went 6-0 this year. You do have some things to overcome, such as Mahomes is on the cover of Point Spread Weekly. 2-15 straight up run. The team.
So it's the new SI curse or the Madden curse?
Well, it's 2-15. I mean, it's got a. Humans wanted to cut the bike in half. He wanted to put each quarterback on there last week. They said, no, Moss, not happening. No. So you throw Allen on there and you saw what happened.
Yep.
He had a great game, but the Bills lose. So Mahomes is on the cover.
So hosts are also 13-3 straight up and 11-5 ATS in this round, although the Buccaneers did pull the outright upset in Green Bay last year. And when it comes to the overall point spreads, Steve Mackinnon points out, beware of large home favorites in the conference championship round, at least in terms of laying the points, as those closing as 7-point favorites or higher are 12-5 straight up, but only 6-11 ATS since 1999. For home teams laying fewer than 7 points, like the Rams, 14-5 straight up, 13-6 ATS last 19 in this round. And the last 18 times that a home team has won and covered the spread in a conference title game, it's also gone over 14 out of the last 18 times.
Mm-hmm. Maybe both games are high scoring. Certainly the AFC game should be high scoring. How about the magic number in this round is 30?
Yep.
Guess it's not surprising, but when you score 30 points or more, you're 15-1 straight up and 14-2 ATS. Brady beat Mahomes in 2019 in that epic overtime game. And that goes back to last week with the staggering number of 27. The record when you get to 27.
Oh, man.
And when the home team can't get to 27, what the record is. It's like 632-2 ATS.
When you can't get to 27 for the home
points
team.
In the divisional round, right. But that Mack gonna hit it out of the park again.
Yep. How about wild card teams or those seeded number 5 or 6? only 4-9 straight up and 5-8 ATS in title games going back to 1996, including 2-6 straight up and ATS the last 11 seasons. But again, Tampa Bay did it last year. And the 49ers are in that same range this year on the road against the Rams. Do you think San Francisco winning 6 straight has anything to do with this game whatsoever?
I think the schedule could catch up with them and all the road games. I mean, they did not play well last week. They had no business winning that game. But you got to be sound in all three areas. And the Packers handed it to them, and they couldn't put them away.
Yep.
But that's, I think, this. Look at the schedule. Look at all the road games. I mean, this is
7 out of 9.
Let's call it what it was. Week 18 was a playoff game. They had to have it and went to overtime.
Yep.
All right, great job. But that's a tough game. And then you have to go on the road and play Dallas. Tough game. Comes down to the final play. Shouldn't have, because of Jimmy. And then you have to go on the road again on a short week, and you beat the Packers. And now you have another road game. So, and what is it? It's 8 of 10 on the road now with this stretch. You'd think at some point it would catch up with them.
Yeah. I, for the record, don't think the previous 6 games, although Shanahan's been very good against McVay, I don't think they have anything to do with this week. Nothing. I get it. The Niners beat them twice this year with Matthew Stafford. But for the most part, that small sample size, even though it's small, was without Stafford, no Beckham. You know, they brought in no Von Miller for sure.
You're completely dismissing it? I think there's something to it. He's beating them with Mullins. He's outcoached them.
I do think this. I think Shanahan is absolutely a better coach than Sean McVay. And this year, last week has nothing to do with it. If you go back and look at our rankings from like last year, I think I had Shanahan in the top 3 coaches in the NFL. I think he's better, but I don't think the six like Stafford could go out there and be brilliant again, and it means nothing on Sunday. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We'll recap last night's betting action, upsets, bad beats, line moves, and win some, lose some.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, we'll rumble in a second. Again, Nathaniel Hackett to the Broncos, according to Pelissero and Adam Schefter. Pelissero, the first one to be on it. Once he was going to interview with the Jags today, the Broncos stepped in to get a deal done so he wouldn't go to Jacksonville. Jacksonville's still looking at Leftwich. Who names their kid Nathaniel? Minus 220, he was bullied. I would like.
Would you rather go by Nate? Nathan?
Nate the Great.
I think Nate's okay. What's wrong with Nathaniel?
Nathaniel?
You don't like it?
Nah, that's a bad name. Can't name a kid Nathaniel.
Well, would you rather be Nathaniel or would you rather be like an old school name? And I know, like, I have in my family, I have like Hanks and Georges, you know.
Hanks, okay.
But those are like 1870s, you know, straight out of Deadwood.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think Nathaniel might be a little bit more progressive than that.
All right. NBA favorites last night, 8-2 straight up in ATS. Good night in the association again. Sharks plus 190. Goal in the first 10 cash there. They take out the Capitals. The Hornets-Pacers game over. Yeah, that's a win some. 225 up to 229. The Hornets scored 125 points in the last 3 quarters. They scored 158 for the game. Oubre had 10 threes. There was a time I thought I could beat him in horse. That guy lit it up. Well, I can shoot.
Oh, by the way, are you talking specifically about Oubre here?
Oh, he's had some horrible performances. He's either on or he's like 2 of 11 or
I got news
15.
For you, Paul. Yeah, I'm going to probably do this today.
Sixth man? He's on there.
So I have Tyler Hero at a huge number right before the season started. If something happens to Hero, and he's the rightful favorite right now, Oubre is like 16 or 17 to 1. Just to be careful and maybe back it up. And he might get some votes this year.
That was something. 158 to 126. Hornets win. Hawks, 7.5 up to 11. There it is again with the Kings. They showed something in the first quarter, but they got in late last night after getting trounced in Boston. And, I think they outscored 46 to 17 in the second quarter. Hawks have won 5 in a row. Yeah, about time. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. I'm on board. Big fan of the French Bulldog. And here's our guy, Blue, who was born deaf and eats food like... What are we doing here? He's on the sand. He's covered in sand. He's got the glasses on. They hand him the stick, the skewer. The glasses.
The
coming up.
Oh, and he's snoozing. Eyes are closed.
Oh, he's sleeping. Wait a second. I know. Yeah. I got to meet this kid again. He was born deaf. Look at him. Give me that. Eats with his paws. So they give him the food on a stick. And
he's a good nose on him.
Yes,
nothing gets by him.
Yes, he does. Oh, you just dangle it right in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Snaps right out of it.
Yeah.
Look at him. The glasses.
The sunglasses are by far, in a way, the best part of the video.
Yes. And then he knocks them off as he's eating. Here's another French bulldog that's excited. I mean, he sees his favorite toy here. And he doesn't, yeah. This guy, he must love it. I mean, he knows what's coming. That's his favorite toy. And he just keeps doing 360s here. Jumping up, portly fellow. Bad gas, Human says. I was unaware while you were out. He said, oh, well-documented French bulldogs have a problem there.
Oh, they also have problems with the old schnoz.
Yes. Yeah, very good. And he goes under the bed. He's coming out, doing 360s. The kid having a great time. Yep. So we mentioned how cold it's been all over. Your neck of the woods, Buffalo, what we were looking at. Look at this guy. He's still going, the bulldog. Roper, Richard Roper, front of the show, actually tried this. Here we go. Yep. Oh, boil the water, and then it won't hit the ground. It's so cold. Throw it up, and it won't land. Now, don't throw it sideways like my mom did and scalded my sister. She had it coming. But, I mean, this is Roper did it. Boiling the cup of water. Throw it in the air. It's so cold that it just won't. Yeah, there. Look at that. Incredible video.
I can tell you, like, Chicago is an amazing city, obviously. I couldn't do it.
Really?
Because of that.
Wow.
I mean, put it this way. Being from the Midwest and living through that for like 23 years and then coming out here to the West Coast and living in Las Vegas and then in California for a couple of years, I was spoiled. This is so much better than having to deal with that.
Very expensive in Chicago. Very expensive.
I do. I mean, there are some cold weather cities here in this country that I absolutely love. I mean, New York City, Boston, this Chicago. Man, tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Great city, though.
Yep.
Lose some. Jazz, 4.5 down to pick. Lost again by 8. Folks, this is getting serious, okay? Come on now. You can find the Nuggets 20-1 to win the Northwest. They're 2 back in the loss column. 2 back. The Jazz have lost 9 of 11. Got beat again at home. Suns clutch. Magic plus 2 went off the favorite. Clippers did it again. They were down 14. That's 5 double-digit comebacks this year.
Mm.
Clippers did it again. And the Blue Jackets lost 6. This is one of the worst performances of the NHL season. They lost 6-0 at home to the Flames. They were outshot 62-23. What happened there? What in the world happened? That's ridiculous.
Their goalie had 56 saves.
They got housed. Oh, my God. Lose some. This is some video. Well, we're just going to take the drone out. No big deal here. Just an average day. Let's test out the drone. All right. We got some snow. We're going in the woods. And then we hear something. And what does the drone encounter? What does he pick up?
Oh, okay. We hear somebody running in the woods.
Oh, my God. Look at this. He's getting chased by a bear.
And then the bear, like, looks back. He noticed something was flying by him. And then he's like, okay, I got to go back and get this human being.
And
this looks like it's staged, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
But how do you stage it with a bear?
You can't do that, right? Yeah. Who's got a pet bear?
The first time I saw this, I'm like, okay, what are we looking at here? Okay, this guy's going for a jog. And then all of a sudden, whoa, hold on here.
Yes. When you look at that footage and you zoom in, oh, my God.
What's the heart rate if you're getting chased by a bear?
Oh, what a scene in The Revenant with DiCaprio. Oh, what a scene. Incredible.
No, I know with your accolades and going back in your resume, Paul, you could probably outrun a bear, no problem. But, I mean, you're probably still going to be, you need a set of diapers on you.
At a high school combine, I think I ran a 4.8 40. That's what I got up to. Yeah, right. And this was trending on social media. This is always good to go back and relive the good old days. There's Andre the Giant holding a can of beer. Drink 100. Could drink 100 beers. Yeah. Great story. That documentary and the story about when he had to perform, when they had to perform surgery on him, about how much, what do you call it? To put him under.
Yeah.
How much do we give him?
I can never say
the guy's the size of a bear.
Yeah.
He's a grizzly bear. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, look at that. He's holding a can of beer. Look at that.
You need like a rhino tranquilizer to knock the guy out.
Oh, please.
And you probably say, give me 2 of them, Doc, because one's not good enough.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Thursday. Get a 20% profit boost on college hoops. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Good point. I mean, the guy's the size of an elephant.
Yep.
I mean, how do you put him under? How much do you give him? Got to be careful.
The good old days of wrestling, huh?
That's right. Okay, how about what happened with Jaren Jackson? This is crazy.
Oh, it really is.
So many books locked it up. What, WynnBET went from 500 to 1 to 8 to 1?
Yeah.
The Army was in full force, and you sold it beautifully. Six blocks last night.
Let's go. So we talked about this midway through our show yesterday, running this down and telling you that huge numbers were available on Jaren Jackson. I did not even know that there was a book, the 500 to 1 on him, until yesterday afternoon. But they dropped him all the way down 8-1. Several books either locked him specifically, put a lock on his name.
Never heard of that.
Neither have I.
Locking it.
Actually, I did. I saw it with Cooper Kupp earlier this year.
On the MVP?
Yeah, to win the MVP because he was a monster number and he was taking off, and so they locked him. But several books either locked him or they removed him from the betting board. Like what? All of a sudden, and they didn't have a field bet. So how the hell does that happen? But anyway, he's now, from yesterday, he was around 150 to 500 to 1. And now this morning, after last night, six blocks took off like crazy. The Army crushed it yesterday. He's between 8, and I think I saw, like, the highest number I'm seeing today is 46 to 1.
He's down to 8
yeah.
in some spots.
Oh, this is absolutely
eight.
Real. With the injuries to Draymond and to
Gobert.
And when you have that big of a number sitting out there, Paul, the liability adds up like that.
We got to get Thorpe on next week. Thorpe loves him. Thorpe loved him from the get-go.
Mm.
And how about the Cavs again? This is real, too. Mobley, Garland, Love. With the Osman kid, was bombs away. They were down 9 early, and they had a huge halftime lead.
Yeah.
Was bombs away in the second quarter.
And then they took him out.
Cavs have now passed the Bucks in the standings. Next up, Chicago.
And, by the way, Freak was not happy last night. He sat down to the media afterwards, and he basically said, yeah, we played like crap. We were awful. But that's because of the Cavaliers and what they can do to you. If they get the one seed, I mean, shut it down. That guy has to be the runaway favorite for the coach of the year.
Oh, please. I don't have to get the one seed.
I don't think he does either.
No. Win the division. 200-1 to win the division.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Get the two seed, whatever. Yeah.
This is nuts right now with that team.
Blew them out.
Big win last night.
Yes.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. So I'll bring up one more season-long award coming up next. And it ties into today's basketball card. And we've explained many times on this show, like, you can throw your opinion out most of the time. What you need to do is handicap the voters. And we'll give you a great example of that for this specific award that I'm talking about, because evidently they're going to be very transparent in this sport. We'll give you the details on that coming up next.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook takes football same-game parlays to a whole other level. You can combine same-game parlays from different games to give even more ways to make your perfect combo. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today to explore all the new ways you can create your ideal combo. Must be 21, playable in Jersey. As play Sugar House, I forgot a bad beat, the Bruins. In Colorado, gave up a goal with a minute left and lost in overtime. Colorado does it again at home.
At home, yeah.
Got it done. Down 3-1, they won.
But by the way, another home game here in this current stretch to go to overtime or to be a one-goal game.
Yes.
Now, they weren't like a $7 favorite last night, but...
Got it. Well, we have two big favorites in hockey tonight.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so people pointed this out. I forgot if we brought this up yesterday or not, but when they played Arizona recently at home... the Coyotes were plus 2.5 goals, plus 105. I mean, that is absolutely bonkers, Paul.
Oh, my God. I didn't look at the Montreal, but I can't remember what it was, but people sent in the goal and a half. I don't know what the 2.5 was.
Right.
God. Jackson, 65 to 1 at DraftKings.
That's the highest number on the board.
Yeah. Some places have took it down entirely, and one place still hasn't locked.
Okay. Well, I got to be honest, Paul. I think 65 to 1 is still worth a bet. I mean, six blocks last night, picking up steam, and again, with Green injured, I don't know. I don't think Gobert's going to be out. I'm not positive on that, but I don't think he's going to miss so much time. But people are concerned that the Draymond Green injury, and he's even money to win the award, could linger for a long time here. So you have some huge factors taking place. There's a lot of steam for this guy. I think 65-1 is still worth a bet on him. So here's another example, by the way. Again, and you can listen to us. You can take what we say and, you know, take it with a grain of salt and throw it out in the trash, whatever. When it comes to futures and, you know, our opinions, whatever, I would tell you one of the key things here is I follow a lot of people with votes when it comes to NFL MVP, when it comes to what we're going to show you right now with College Basketball Player of the Year. It's very critical to handicap the voters because they're the people who's going to decide whether or not you're going to cash a ticket or not, right? So this goes back to January 7th, and I get it. At that time and still today, a lot of basketball left in college, and I say that meaning, like, this can turn over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and the current favorite could slide down to second or third, and somebody else could come from behind and overtake him and win the award. I get that. But Jeff Goodman, who I follow on Twitter, when he tweets something out like this, again, going back to January 7th, he polled nearly 20 media members, and he said, who watch more overall college basketball right now than anyone in the country for their votes on the National Player of the Year, and you're looking at the list right now for those of you watching the show, he said Wisconsin's Johnny Davis received 15 of 19 first-place votes and is the National Player of the Year frontrunner. So you look at the list right now, and only two other players receive first-place votes. I would actually say that Agbaji from Kansas has a great chance to catch him, or a good chance, and Shibwe with Kentucky can maybe catch him as well because he's just playing out of his mind. But when you have a media member who does this, and I think a ton of people vote for this award, but that's a nice little percentage to kickstart it. Like, to me, that's worth making a bet on Johnny Davis. I could also say that it's maybe create some value down the list, and I'll be completely honest. When Wisconsin played out here in November, it was part of that Maui Invitational that was in Las Vegas. I went to watch him play, and my takeaway was after they came back against Texas A&M and I saw him play against Houston, I'm like, this kid's freaking awesome. And I looked at the time to see if he was on the board anywhere, maybe 100-1 to take a long shot then. He was never available. Like, no place even offered Johnny Davis. And the first time I ever saw him was at 10-1. I'm like, I'm not going to bet 10-1 now. But when a guy like this says it, and then it was Andy Katz after a Wisconsin game on the Big Ten Network recently also said it's not even close. He's the award winner. You know, maybe somebody catches him, but maybe Johnny Davis turns into a minus $3 favorite in the next 2 weeks as well. I don't know, but when I have this guy being this transparent, I got to go bet that.
Yeah.
Right?
Good call.
It's worth it to me.
Well, we only have 6 weeks left in the season,
sure,
too.
Sure.
I mean, next week's February.
And I know this, like, Wisconsin has an incredible, I'm stunned at how good they are, and it's because of this kid. Like, their resume is outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, they were blown out against Michigan State last time they played at home, but still, regardless, they have a lot of good wins.
Joey Brackets has them a 3 seed.
That's...
How about that?
Never in a million years. When I saw them play in November, I thought, oh, this is going to be a long year for the Badgers. And that was in the... They were getting... Folks, they were getting buried by Texas A&M. And Texas A&M's pretty good. But they came all the way back to win that game. Like, Houston, they beat a full... strength Houston team, and now Houston has some injuries. I'm telling you right now, if Houston never had injuries, Houston could win the whole thing this year. They're that good. And Wisconsin, like, handled them.
Well, the first half. Houston came all the way back and could have won the game. I don't know what the hell happened in the first half. But that
I was impressed by the Badgers in
that
game.
Okay.
Yep. So that's college basketball, and Wisconsin does play tonight at Nebraska. And you have some other key games. Like, look at these turnarounds. UCLA played the other night. They play again tonight because they've had so many games canceled.
Got to fit them in, I know.
They have to. Colorado, they beat Oregon on the road the other night. They play again tonight at Washington. They're a small favorite, but that's not an easy turnaround.
Joey Brackets had Oregon last four in, then they lost. Last four in, Oregon, San Diego State. San Francisco's got a big game tonight. They're playing St. Mary's. They're laying 3. Florida's also last four in. First four out, Arkansas, Miss State, Michigan, Wyoming. Last four byes, TCU, St. Mary's, UNC, and Miami. St. Mary's a 10 seed. It's a big game against San Fran.
Yeah.
Coming up. BYU's laying 3, by the way, too, tonight. What do you think? Purdue is a 2 seed, according to Joey Brackets, taking on Iowa.
Purdue's good. You know what we have to do? We need to discuss, in the next week or so, get somebody on in college basketball, because there are, like, 8 to 10 to 12 teams this year. Like, I want to know from... somebody who's been all over this the entire year when Team X brings their absolute A game, they're unbeatable. Like, which team is that? Which team's A game is the absolute best in the country? So I'm watching Bruce Pearl and his club right now with Auburn, and they're like, they have that Jabari Smith is just insane.
Almost lost the other night.
One by one. Yeah.
Is it Gonzaga? They scored 120 for three times.
Three times in a row or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Could be Gonzaga. I mean, I know Arizona got blown out the other night by UCLA. Could it be them? I watched Kentucky lose to the Tigers this past weekend, but when Kentucky brings their A game, I think Kentucky is phenomenal. Same thing with Duke. They can be awesome. Kansas can... Like, there's a lot. I mean, there's a really... It's a deep batch of teams at the very top that can go on a huge run here in March. I'd like to see Gonzaga finally get it done this year. I don't have a future on them at all, but... And then tonight, Paulie, in the NBA... You liked the Hornets last night, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
You said that. Yeah. Lakers, 76ers.
They're 4-0 against them. LeBron, here we go, right? Numbers kind of a little funky tonight. Laying two. Mm-hmm. Big game on TNT. They're only a game over 500 at home, Philly. LeBron has scored at least 29 points in 15 of the last 18.
Oh.
What a run he's on. But it's also a different team that you get AD back, too.
Sure.
So, Embiid's been on a roll. And those MVP numbers continue to drop. As low as plus 250 now. And the roadie continues for the Lakers. Big game tonight.
Let me point this out to you. Embiid has been absolutely on fire. I mean, every game is 38, 42. He had a 50-burger in there. Just killing it recently, right? His points prop tonight is 33.5. Davis is back.
Wow.
He played against the Nets the other night. Didn't put up, like, massive numbers. But with Davis there, maybe down low as the rim protection, and some other guys the Lakers can throw at Embiid, is this the night where Embiid has... For him, an off night would be like 27 points to stay under the 33.5. And the Lakers' defense make it tough on him.
Yeah, they're near the bottom in defense. It's been a major disappointment.
I know.
Might be able to take them out, no problem. How about the late game? Golden State's 5.
Wolves are playing good basketball.
They are. Yes, they are. Well, they're the 7th seed now. Seventh. They're also 100-1 to win the division. 4 back. You want to take a peek there. I would trust Denver. Over Minnesota, but
yeah,
you can get much better number. I mean, 100-1, but you're 4 back.
Right.
Now it's up to 6, okay, against the Warriors, who were fantastic the other night.
They were, and by the way, in terms of a player prop, Steph Curry's shooting, as he continues to struggle here, his points prop the other night was 26.5 against the Mavericks. Now it's 24.5 tonight against the T-Wolves. So that continues to come down big time. I mean, there's been value on betting him under during this cold stretch. But now 24.5, it's like, man, he's going to turn it around at some point. The guy's going to go out there and have one of these games where it's, 7 of 11 from downtown, like in the first half. Like, okay, Curry's back now all of a sudden.
Well, it's about time with the Timberwolves, too. It's about time.
Oh, yes, it is.
They've been bad for over 10 years.
Yep.
Edwards was awesome the other night. Edwards and Towns have been great. So refreshing that they're above 500.
Well, it appears like they really nailed that pick with Edwards. That kid is awesome.
Yeah.
And so now, but when you pick that high that often, like, you should get a couple of picks eventually that kind of makes some sense, right?
Yeah. Never too early to prepare for the big game. We want to make sure VSiN's part of your plans. We'll be with you throughout the playoffs and then Sunday championship weekend. And then 56 hours of free video coverage on VSiN.com leading up to the 6th annual live big game betcast. Biggest game of the year. So make plans to join the experts before, during, and after on VSiN.com.
Email is always open here. It's FTM@vsin.com, FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Up next, little game we like to play called Do You Concur? The team you trust the least in any playoff format, in any sport, is...
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh. And now Washington, D.C., subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Let's go.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, baby, let's go. The Jackson Defensive Player of the Year, if you cash that ticket, that'll be your favorite prop of all time. Do you concur? In terms of everything you've cashed in your betting career.
Oh, it's going to be high on the list because of the number and because of how we moved that number big time yesterday. I'm going to say that, man, that Salvador Perez one from last year was a fun one to cash. And that's specifically because this is more like the Jackson stuff is like numbers based, right? And how he's been performing. And the Perez thing was because I was watching so much baseball with my own eyes. And I watched so much Royals baseball, and I'm like, I think this has a chance.
That was good. I still think that's number one.
Perez?
Yes.
Yeah, I would rank Salvador Perez like number one.
He was like 8-9 back when you said it.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was 9 back. But it's just like I was certain teams I watched so much of last year, and the Royals were one of them. And I'm like, you know what? He wants this. You could just tell. And he was swinging for the downs every single at bat. I'm like, I think he's going to make a run here.
Uh-huh.
And the 200-1 I thought was bonkers because other players in that same range, they were like 75-1. And so that one, because I put so much time into baseball last year and watching it, that one, it felt pretty good.
That was a don't be a moron, put more on.
Yes, it was.
Moment for me as well. The discussion we had Tuesday, a question we asked Ray Ratto. I'll ask you. I wanted your thoughts. If the 49ers lose in the Super Bowl, Trey Lance is the starting quarterback next year. Do you concur?
I do concur with that.
Oh, you concur.
Now, he disagreed. Ray Ratto said it's still Jimmy Garoppolo.
That it's tough.
Yeah.
If they win, they have to stick with Garoppolo. If they lose, it's tough. If they lose Sunday, it's Lance.
I think so. So can I put a caveat on that? If the 49ers make the Super Bowl and Garoppolo's really good and they lose because of other reasons, then I would say, yeah, they're probably going to bring him back. Because how are you going to ignore? I get it. The numbers are not there. That guy's going to be the quarterback of that team 2 out of the last 3 years if they make it. But they did spend a third-round pick on Lance, which is kind of a big deal.
Third overall.
What did I say?
Third round.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Third overall.
They are pot committed.
Yes,
absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely. Yes. God. So these are more like 30 seconds of perspective. I don't know, but... So you said Monday, like I wouldn't, your sore throat, you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy?
Oh, I would not.
What would you wish on your worst enemy? Everyone says I wouldn't wish that. I hear that every time, every week. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. What would you wish on your worst enemy?
I can't even.
Shark attack?
That's such an. No, I would not want that to happen.
It's your worst enemy, though. You hate the guy.
Migraines? Is that bad enough? I suffered from migraines when I was younger, I can tell you.
Buried alive?
Couldn't do it.
Out of a plane? Parachute
buried
doesn't
alive
work?
Freaks me out more than anything else. The idea, like, I get goosebumps in a bad way, like watching Kill Bill Part 2 when Uma Thurman's buried alive.
The tough scene.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get claustrophobic so much, I have fear. I have panic attacks. The idea of that happening is the worst thing imaginable to me.
Do you concur?
That's a great question. How about this? Stuck in a long line at the DMV for 6 hours.
No.
On a day where we have 1,000 things going on. Is that bad enough? That's not like, I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anything painful to happen to people.
Why? It's your worst enemy. Anything?
I don't stoop to that level. I don't want people to get killed.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going to sit here and tell you, I hope this person dies in a car fire. I mean, yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's usually it's a horrendous thing when you say, I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
You use, like you're swallowing, it felt like you were swallowing glass for
okay,
10 minutes.
Well, you have this in mind. What would you do?
No,
you're ruthless.
No, I'm asking you your question.
As long as nobody gets hurt, then you can think.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
Well, why?
Ah, come on, because it's your worst enemy.
You want somebody to get caught in a bear trap?
Yeah. Oh.
And then they're stuck there in the middle of the woods that's how they die?
That's a good one.
That's
my
what
friend.
You like? Okay.
That's a good start. Let's go. Let's get nuts. Come on. Do you concur?
I trust Aaron Rodgers and the Packers less than any team in any sport during the playoffs. You concur?
No. But Buffalo Bills, in any year, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of turnover there.
They still can't win. It doesn't matter who's there. I mean, if you don't have a Super Bowl, the show will combine. And plus all the opportunities. And then they're losing in the most painful way possible.
Well, how many opportunities could the Packers possibly have?
They've won one, though. I mean, they, come on. Rodgers won one.
No, I understand that. But
that's... The Vikings that were 15-1 at home, a double-digit favorite, couldn't get there.
How many?
They had a guy who hadn't missed a kick. They couldn't get there. Missed a kick.
Back-to-back-to-back 13-win seasons. Back-to-back home field advantages. One seeds in the NFC. How many NFC title games have they been to? Can't get to a Super Bowl. I'll throw one more at you. Oklahoma football. Maybe that changes now that Lincoln Riley's gone and Bob Stoops is no longer there.
Is this done with Williams? Is he going to Wisconsin?
It looks like
Caleb
that could
Williams
happen. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Bobby Engram's going to be the OC, I think, or whatever our buddy Chad Anders was saying.
Yep.
That'd be something. That would be the second best quarterback in your lifetime.
No question.
That's
a game changer
Wilson.
There.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Do you concur?
The best bar game to play is not darts, foosball, or pool. It's shuffleboard.
Concur.
Oh, good.
Love that
concur.
Game. It's like, it's like curly. You got to maneuver. You got to get sawdust out there. Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
love that game.
So there's a spot here in.
It's good to play with a gal too. Good.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing on a date, Paul.
Yes,
yeah,
it
for
is.
Sure.
I've done it.
There's a spot here in town called Brooksy's.
Yep.
And they're known for their pizza, and they also have like an ice hockey rink or two of them out there. The owner of the bar, I didn't even know it was him. I didn't know he was the owner. I'm there one night, and unsolicited, he asked me to play like a game of shuffleboard. And I'm like, okay, no problem. This guy's like awesome. Well, it turns out that
there's strategy and everything. It's tough.
Turns out like I had my A game that night and I beat him, and he was stunned and he was blown away by it. But it completely won him over. He's like, I had no clue that you could possibly be this good at shuffleboard.
Yeah. Red Rock Casino has one. It's in the bowling alley by the bar.
Oh my God! Wow, I forgot about that.
That's a big boy too. That's your big boy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Score tracker and everything. The real deal. Are you more excited for season 4 of Ozark than Championship Sunday?
Well,
I was going to do it last week, but I already watched season 4. So.
Okay, so you're going to ask.
I was more excited.
You were going to ask if I was more excited for Ozark. The answer here is it's not even close.
What is it?
Oh, give me the football.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, first of all, divisional round is unbelievable. Championship Sunday is great. I could actually argue that both these weekends are maybe better than Super Bowl because we have more games.
I was more excited for season 4 Ozark.
Oh, you were?
Than Championship Sunday.
Oh, not me. There's no way. Because I'll tell
you
why.
Out. I mean, this is how it played out, though. It was just,
Season 3.
A couple of the teams had no business winning those games. So.
But season 3, to me, of Ozark was, I wanted to give up on the show.
It was bad.
I did not like it at
all. Ben was a horrible character.
Hated him.
Terrible.
And
season 4 was good. Better than 3. Not great. Good.
So... Bateman's wife, what's her name in the show? I know her name's Laura Linney, but what's her name? Is it Wendy?
Yes.
Oh, I can't stand her character.
Oh, come on.
Oh, she needs to get...
Done a great job. That character arc is incredible.
What I would
she
wish...
She is a badass.
Well, I haven't watched season 4 yet, so I don't know what it's like. Okay.
I'm telling you, she's doing a great job.
So maybe she'll... But at the end of season 3, okay, if she's my worst enemy, execution style back of the
head. Enough with the kids. Now it's the son up the shenanigans.
Too much?
Season 4. It's out of control.
Okay. On that note, then, on TV shows, NCIS Hawaii's time slot on Sunday night following Bills Chiefs was the worst imaginable time slot ever for a TV show.
No, I do not concur.
You don't?
That's a great time slot. Everyone's still sticking around. You go right into that.
But who wanted to watch a TV show after that game?
Women. Right into it.
Oh,
great
man.
Time slot. Absolutely. Why do you think they debut these new shows after the Super Bowl?
I know. I get that. But after, I'm talking about specifically after Bills Chiefs. And this goes back to my point the other day of how I can't fall asleep after games like that. And you're right out. Like
right
Jeffrey
up.
Dahmer, no problem.
Serial killer.
Okay. It could have been the greatest show in the history of television. And I would have been like, no chance am I watching that. No way. I can't go from that Bills Chiefs game to watching anything else.
Good time slot. Do not concur. Good time slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing too with Ozark, you had to wait like two and a half years.
Yeah.
And that was but only 7 episodes.
I had to go back and watch the final couple to refresh myself.
Guy on Twitter says he's depressed because now he has to wait. He said summer. Are they gonna come out with the
I mean,
next
it's May.
7? It is.
I mean people said May.
Oh, that's the turnaround?
I believe it's May. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we end the sucker.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's football. And I actually like the, you know what? I change my opinion on this from time to time. I like the divisional round probably the most.
Right. Well, if it was Brady Rodgers.
I know.
Or if it was the Packers at home, if it was Bills, whoever. I got Kansas City fatigue. I really do.
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't?
No.
I have KC fatigue.
Did you have Brady fatigue?
Never. Impossible.
Okay. Well, then it's impossible with the Chiefs.
Okay. Well.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 20% profit boost for any men's college basketball game every Thursday. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check the website betrivers.com for full offer details and rules.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers Sportsbook.